In this episode, we do some quick comic reviews, Ryan recommends some westerns, and I confront great military leaders of the past in Games of Stratego. So, this is Genius Boy Live on Demand Radio, Episode 4. And I'm Tim, your host, and I'm joined by the fellow host and California resident, Ryan.
Hello, it's good to be back from our hiatus.
That was quite a long hiatus, and I'm sure our fan was very upset.
Yes.
I can only hope he filled his time with lots of end-of-summer festivities like Yahtzee.
Yeah, or maybe just a nice Labor Day bash spent doing cannonballs into a pool.
Oh, those were the days. Or playing pool baseball.
Yeah.
Does anybody else play that?
I tried, and last time I tried, I broke something.
Of yours or in the vicinity of the pool?
It was something of the pool owners. We were at a place, and they had these little plastic globes that float in the pool. And at night, like, they illuminate, you know, and they light up the pool. And we were throwing one back and forth. And I was throwing, like, a curveball and, like, everything, like a knuckleball. I was trying to throw a knuckleball with it. And then I'm like, hey, I'll throw a sidearm. And I like, jumped. For some reason, I felt I needed to do this from the deep end. So I jumped out of the pool.
And launched it.
And launched that thing sidearm like I was playing water polo. And it sailed a little high. And it sailed a little right on my target. And behind the pool, there's just this brick wall. And it shattered against it.
Nice.
Just I whipped that thing so hard, and luckily it was plastic and not glass, because that would have been brutal.
And that was the end of your pool baseball career.
I was then asked to leave the party, and the cops were called, and trial date is set. That's all I'm saying.
I played pool baseball this summer, but without the pool.
That's just baseball.
Yes, it was less wet, and it wasn't as much fun actually.
Right, that's just baseball. Yeah.
So here's the big question. All right, so we have our number one superfan, Elliot, who...
If you say so.
Elliot commented on the last episode. He said, excellent episode. After Ryan said that Glenn from the Century Corporation didn't have the internet, I got suspicious. Is it possible that the Century Corporation is a Mexican company? If so, don't expect that $5,000 Canadian anytime soon. So did you get that $5,000 check yet from the Century Corporation?
Refresh my memory. Who are these people?
The creators of the Bipod?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
But you went to Wendy's and you had a meeting with Glenn.
Let's just move on.
Well, the other thing about Elliot is he won the Guess the Artist contest, even though Richard Oldstate is claiming that he also knew the answer, and he did, you know, identify the artist as Darwin Cook. Elliot emailed me earlier, and I'm going to send him an autographed crayon drawing.
Well, who you know, this is honestly, I kind of agree with Richard, because I looked at the blog, and the only comment that said the right name was his. No one else in the comments said the name of the artist. Some people were guessing, like, wrong things. And then he said the right name, so I don't understand why he didn't win the contest.
Well, I do have a little bit of a personal beef with him, because he was supposed to sub for me this summer and fill in with the blog entries, and he only did one blog post, and I'm still...
Yeah, you're never going to let that one go, huh?
Well, you know, he hasn't ever, like, even responded to my inquiries about that. He's just left these blog comments trying to win prizes from me, so I don't think that's right.
Well, you know, I don't think I understand how hard it is for him to use the internet. It takes several days for him to get, like, to type something in and then have it uploaded and transferred to the internet.
How does that work? Is he using a Tandy?
Yeah, he uses a Tandy, and he has a dial-up on a BBS, so he has to input it to the SciSop, and then somebody translates it into modern-day technology, and they send it out, and it's routed through St. Petersburg, Russia, for some reason. I have no idea why, and then it gets to the World Wide Web.
I think they did that same thing in the Transformers movie in the end.
I didn't see the original or the remake that I haven't seen?
I wouldn't call it a remake. I'd call it a reimagining masterpiece.
Right.
That came out this summer, directed. I believe it was directed by Michael Bay. Maybe you saw the ads for it.
I did. I saw a couple
on the internet.
I think it's really great that we are in the prime era of the finest reimaginations ever. Just our finest directors are just reimaginers, like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, mostly reimagining stuff that we already saw in the '80s on cartoon episodes.
Some people would say actual imagination would be better than real imagination, but those people are probably drunk.
Yeah. Well. Are there any new ideas anymore? Because I'm pretty sure the cavemen already invented all this stuff already. And
I would like to see a film about a guy, maybe a man who doesn't know how attractive he is. Maybe he's down on his luck. He's been out of a bad relationship. And he meets a quirky girl with a ton of charisma in a cute way. And there are constantly a bunch of blocks put in the way of their relationship. And then in the end, they come together and are a happy couple. That's a new idea.
Well, I'd only be willing to see that movie if he had kind of a goofy best friend character.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, who else is going to talk to? They both have goofy best friends. That's how it works.
Well, I think her best friend's pretty, you know, probably a little more overweight and has glasses, and his best friend
it can also be very shrill.
Right.
Her best friend, yeah.
So that movie I would pay to see, but everything else is just a remake of the cave paintings at Lascaux, let's be honest. Man versus nature.
Right.
You may not think much of me now, but I think so damn much.
Let's talk about the fall shows, because you have a TV in your house, and I have a TV in my house, and occasionally those TVs will be on in the fall. So the big returning show is obviously Heroes. Did you even finish watching season one?
Nope.
I watched every episode of season one, and I still don't see why that show is any good. It's not good. It's all talk and talking about what they're going to do, talking about what they did. Yeah. And it's all stuff that you've seen before a million times. Well, I've seen a million times before on cave paintings.
Right.
But it's not good. I don't know.
Now, I compare it to the X-Files, where they had the X-Files. They had the episodes that were about the conspiracy, the government conspiracy, and the aliens and the cigarette-smoking man. And they had the mythology episodes that were just the self-contained ones, where they'd go to a city, there'd be a scary monster, and they'd solve the case. And those ones were way, way better.
But right. X-Files had a sense of humor about itself, and Heroes takes itself so seriously.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying, is the kind of shows I like are more procedurals. Like, it's why I like House. That's why I used to like Law & Order and CSI, as opposed to these open-ended. Like, I stopped watching Lost for the same reason. Like, just these open-ended stories that you're like, I don't really care.
Are you tempted to watch Lost now that you know it's going to have a conclusion?
No. I will probably watch the conclusion, and that's probably it. But I'm tempted to see ABC's The Bachelor September 24th at 9:30 p.m.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a must-watch show for me.
Absolutely.
And I heard the editing is really good on that, and the production.
Right. I hear he's the hottest and sexiest bachelor ever.
Who is this bachelor?
His name is Brad Womack. He's an entrepreneur from Austin, Texas.
I have a question about reality shows. I was watching The Two Corys on TV.
Right.
Why does Corey Feldman look exactly like Katie Lang now?
That's a really good question. I don't know. It started a while ago. Because you'll remember, even back in the day, he was fond of, like, bandanas and stuff in odd places.
True.
And, I think he's had, like, I don't know. His skin is extra smooth for a man his age, as if that it's not real skin. You know what I'm saying?
But the hamster is just, he's a wreck, and you got to love him.
No.
He hasn't really...
It's kind of sad.
It's very, very... It's uplifting. It's morally uplifting to watch that show.
Yeah, I'm going to take your word for it.
Don't take any wooden nickels when you sell your soul.
One of the comics I read... By the way, Elliot wants to know, our superfan Elliot, he wants to know, did you, in fact, read a comic over the past 3 weeks?
No.
Not even a graphic novel, nothing.
I picked up Animal Man 1 and 2, the trade paperbacks.
Yeah.
Like, I brought them with me to read, and I never actually read them.
You brought them with you to read where?
I had them in my backpack, so wherever my backpack went, they were there in case I had downtime to read them. But I didn't.
You're a busy man out in L.A.
I actually am kind of busy. It sucks.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
But so you haven't read a comic. Well, I have read some comics. So I guess, this is ostensibly a comic book podcast, possibly. So I read Countdown to Adventure, which is a sequel to 52. But here's the important part. I wrote about it on my blog. It's about Animal Man, Buddy Baker, right? And Adam Strange. And they're going to go on some adventure. But here's the part that's strange. Here's about this weird. Starfire of the New Teen Titans, Coriander, she shows up on Buddy Baker's doorstep and then passes out. And instead of calling anybody or doing anything, Buddy Baker just brings her inside his house and puts the passed out Starfire on his guest bed and then leaves her there for about a month. And his wife keeps saying, shouldn't we call someone? And he's like, no, she'll be fine. Okay, now that strikes me as strange behavior. Like, you know, maybe you do, if it was like maybe a day, you'd let them just kind of crash at your place. But after a week or so, wouldn't you start to get worried that this person hasn't woken up yet? But here's the thing. Here's one of the convergences in my life. So after I read that issue, I watched the movie Black Snake Moan. And that is a similar plot point. In Black Snake Moan, Sam Jackson finds the passed out Christina Ricci, brings her into his house, and unconscious, she lies there. The big difference is that he chains her up and uses the blues to drive the sex out of her.
Right.
So
I tried to bring a girl home and chain her up, and my wife really was not happy about it.
Yeah, that's my question. Does it work? And if it does work, why didn't Buddy Baker try that? Because that would have been a more interesting comic book.
Yeah, I think that story could also use more fictional names of people I don't know who they are. Because that was really good. So Coriander is the same person as Starfire?
Yeah, that's her real name. It's Coriand apostrophe R. That's Starfire's real name.
That threw me off. I
But the best part – well, not the best part. The best part is that fake Black Snake Moan subplot that's in the first issue. But, you know, Adam Strange is this Buck Rogers-type character who goes to his other planet, and he's got a ray gun, and he flies around with a jetpack. You know, he's from the Silver Age.
Right.
But in the new issue, in Count No Adventure number one, he's replaced. He's replaced by a Hollywood action hero who goes by the name of Champ Hazard. Adam Strange has been replaced by Champ Hazard. That's got to hurt.
Is this in any way – what was the Wonder Man? Wasn't he the action hero as well?
Wonder Man's from Marvel Comics?
Yeah, remember the West Coast Avengers?
Oh,
Simon
yeah.
something. There's my extensive comic knowledge, kids.
You know, a guy named Simon may or may not be called Wonder Man and was part of West Coast Avengers.
And was played a Arnold Schwarzenegger-esque action hero whilst fighting crime.
But remember how when he was in the West Coast Avengers, he had that jacket with all the pouches on it and the sunglasses?
Yeah, I believe it was a members-only jacket, like a super members-only jacket, but a members-only jacket.
Here's the thing, right? I mean, that was the 80s.
Yeah.
He still wears that in the comic books today. Like, they haven't updated his look.
Doesn't he wear the jacket with no shirt underneath it, too? Jacket?
No, he's got his jacket. He's got, like, his costume underneath or something. I don't know.
Better in my mind.
But I'm pretty sure he had, like, a turtleneck and the jacket and the sunglasses and the jack boots. The devil lover, time awaits you. When the party's
over, you're on your own. Well, that reminds me. I was watching, as you know, I'm a big fan of professional wrestling.
Are you?
Yeah, even today, even with all the worst scandals ever in the history of the business. I was watching this Ric Flair DVD, and it was in the 80s, and he comes out, and he wore, honestly, the greatest outfit I've ever seen any man wear ever. Because it's Ric Flair, so he has a huge, like, feathered, blonde, bleach blonde hair. He's wearing these huge sunglasses, and he's got on a white suit, like a white pants, white jacket, and he's got a white vest underneath his jacket, but he has no shirt. So it's just a white vest and like a huge medallion and a jacket over it with no shirt, and it's the greatest look ever. Trash truck coming up the
road, picking up the trash. For the past 2 weeks, we've played this game where first week you challenged various celebrities or fictional characters to a foot race. And, of course, last time you wrestled famous presidents.
American presidents. And if you recall, I was 4-1.
You were 4-1 against the American presidents, which was pretty impressive for a fictional retelling of imaginary events.
Yeah.
So I thought it's my turn now. And here's the premise. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Famous military leaders that I could beat at Stratego, or could not be a Stratego.
All right, so it's heads up, you against the
me
our
versus
military leaders.
Famous military leaders in a game of Stratego.
All right.
Give me the list. Who's number one?
All right, number one.
And once again, the rules are: I have to prove definitively that I would, in fact, beat this person or lose to this person. There's no
right.
There's no in between. I either would or would not crush this person in Stratego.
There are no gray areas in Fictional Celebrity Showdown.
No, because Fictional Celebrity Showdown is all about the truth.
Right. All right,
squared.
So let's start. Number one, Genghis Khan.
Okay, first of all, Genghis Khan didn't have numbers, so he wouldn't know what the numbers meant, and he also would probably quit after about 5 minutes and just decide to raid the fridge. So I would win by forfeit. Decidedly defeat Genghis Khan via forfeit.
Okay. In my opinion, he would probably eat you and your whole family.
Well, I wouldn't leave the family in the house with Genghis Khan.
Oh,
first of all, here's my picture of this, too. It would be Genghis Khan and I on the floor of the living room, and I'd be laying down with my hand on my head playing Stratego, and he would just be running around the place trying to look for food. So
that was an image for our female listeners out there.
Yeah, shirtless. Both of us, shirtless.
Absolutely. Drinking some Yoo-Hoo.
Oh, boy, I love the Yoo-Hoo.
America's favorite chocolatey drink. All right, number two, George Patton.
General George Patton?
Absolutely, the one and only.
He would crush me. I believe he won World War I and II.
And so. He captured Pancho Villa.
He captured Pancho Villa, played by Telly Savalas. So he would
absolutely
crush me.
So loss.
I'm one. I'm 1-1. 1-1 here.
Yeah, I agree with that one. All right. Number three, George Washington.
Now George Washington would actually lose to me, and here's why.
Oh, a bold statement for our first president. Yeah.
Because I would surround my flag with bombs, and then I would snipe all his miners. And he would never be able to get to my flag. He would not be able to outwit me in that strategy.
That's an excellent strategy. So I'm going to put here win via wits.
Outwit him.
No, that's good.
Because he led
outlast
through his looks. He was a handsome man, and it was just his charisma that led him to victory. It wasn't his military
right
wit or his intellect.
Right. Right. He had an amazing ability to get men to die to avoid taxation.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the American way.
It absolutely is. All right, number four, Alexander the Great.
Well,
as played by Colin Farrell.
I'm pretty sure Aristotle invented Stratego. So
I look
think
that one up.
Alexander the Great would win because he would have played Stratego many, many more times than I would have. So, yep, he'd win. Via Aristotle.
So, via Christopher Plummer, you mean?
Yes.
Because this is Colin Farrell playing Alexander the Great.
Right.
And you still say you lose to a drunken leprechaun.
I lose to Colin Farrell for a variety of reasons, not least of which is I love him.
Lost via...
So I believe I'm 2-2 now. So this is the tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker, and this is...
There's a lot riding on this, let's be honest.
The stakes are high in this edition of Fictional Celebrity Showdown.
Fictional Celebrity Showdown!
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar. I'm pretty sure he was never a military leader, nor was he ever in Gaul or Britain. So I would say that I would decidedly crush him and his drunken, whoring ways.
You're thinking of a different person.
No, Julius Caesar. He wore a toga, and he pretty much partied all the time.
No, no.
Eddie Murphy wrote a song about it.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, this is...
That's what I've seen on TV.
I guess we'll call it a win for you.
3-2.
3-2. Big victory for us there.
Fictional Celebrity Showdown.
It feels tainted, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I dare Julius Caesar to challenge me to a game of Stratego. When he shows up, I think we'll see what really happens. And I don't think I'll be surprised. Let's put it that way.
Right into a better place, hoping we don't crash. Thinking how things have turned out, I never would.
310 to Yuma came out, and did you see that?
Yes. No.
Did you see it? No.
I haven't seen a movie in so long.
But it's a Western, and so that brings up there's quite a few good Western comics these days. The Western's kind of making a comeback in the comic book medium, and you are a bit of an expert on the Westerns in cinema.
Yes.
So for our listeners, why don't you recommend 5 Westerns that they should see?
Once Upon a Time in the West.
Number
which
one.
Which is Sergio Leone's finest Western.
I think it's good.
Fantastic music score. It's amazing filmmaking. The Outlaw Josie Wales, if you haven't seen it.
Of course, very good.
Very, 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 just a very compelling story. Rio Bravo, if you haven't seen it. It's very, very enjoyable. I recommended it to a friend last night. It's just so much fun. You can't not like Rio Bravo. I dare you not to like it. That's how good it is.
Ricky Nelson's in it.
Ricky Nelson. There's a musical number. What else is good? That's people I could recommend. McCabe and Mrs. Miller. Robert Altman's McCabe and Mrs. Miller, which isn't really a true Western, but it's like, you know, Altman does all the genre things with Long Goodbye, and he's the genre films, and he just subverts the genre. And if you like Altman, like I do, I really like McCabe and Mrs. Miller a lot. And for the fifth one, The Great Silence, a Italian Western set in a snowy Utah, and probably the biggest, like, one of the darkest Westerns ever made. Very, very good movie. If you can deal with the horrible dub job, it's a fantastic movie.
A surprising pick.
Also known as The Big Silence.
Your list is wrong.
Oh.
Because The Wild Bunch is not on it.
Oh, well, I didn't say my top 5 Westerns. I said 5 Westerns.
Yeah. So your list can't be wrong then, can it?
No.
Damn it.
And I would recommend Ride the High Country over The Wild Bunch, honestly.
I think Wild Bunch is the best Western.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you're wrong.
It's possible.
Because if you know what? It's not even a Western, dude. It's a sci-fi movie. I just blew your mind.
Well, it has alien. It doesn't even have aliens. What are you talking about?
No,
it's not a sci-fi movie.
No, I was hoping you wouldn't fight me on that one.
It's the greatest movie ever starring William Holden, Ernest Borgnine, and all the other people who are in it.
Right, yes. Robert Ryan. The great Robert Ryan.
Robert Ryan is great.
He's awesome. I love that guy.
I do too.
Yeah. Have you seen House of Bamboo?
Is it a Western?
No, it's a segment. It's
then.
Like a comic book movie, but it's a Robert Ryan. We made a tangent about Robert Ryan.
You're ruining the segment. Go on.
I really apologize.
Keep going.
So anyway, House of Bamboo is really good. It's a total like comic book movie. It's so much fun. It's about American GIs after the war running crime in Japan, like like a military operation.
Are there Yakuza in it?
Yeah.
There are.
Yep. No, actually, I don't know if there are or not, honestly.
Are there ninjas? Or you can't see them because they're ninjas.
Tim, there are ninjas everywhere. You and I know they can hide in plain sight.
They can. In fact, Beverly Hills Ninja was on TV not that long ago. And I laughed uproariously as I watched. Because I'm like, he's not really a ninja. That's funny.
No. He's going to choke that chicken.
Oh, boy.
Hilarious.
He's dead. Totally dead.
Completely dead. Like John Wayne, another Western star.
The devil lover, time awaits you. When the party's over, you're on your own.
The next segment is called Quick Comic Reviews, in which I review comic books from the past 2 weeks, and you tell me whether or not you agree with my reviews.
Agreed.
And keep in mind, you have not read any of these comic books.
Agreed.
Metal Men number 2, fantastic.
Agreed.
Captain America the Chosen, number 1, written by David Morrell, creator of Rambo. Republican-y.
Agree.
Suicide Squad number 1, From the Ashes, which reunites John Ostrander, the original creator of the Suicide Squad, at least the 80s version, with the team. Deadshot, Captain Boomerang, Rick Flag, that whole crew's back. It is nostalgia-rific.
Disagree. Suicide is nothing to joke about.
Daredevil 100, which features Mr. Fear. It is not scary.
Agree. Daredevil is the man without fear.
Justice Society of America number 9 features Power Girl's breasts on the cover. And the return of, well, not the return of, the first appearance of the Kingdom Come Superman in normal DC continuity. It is Alex Rossi.
Agreed.
Infinity Inc. number 1, which is a spinoff of 52. It is Shaquille O'Neal.
Disagree. Alonzo Mourning-esque.
Supervillain team-up, MODOK's 11, which you're probably not familiar with this title, but it features MODOK assembling a team to pull off a giant heist, hence MODOK's 11. I will call it Clooney-tastic.
I agree wholeheartedly. I'm a big fan of anything that involves a heist or a team or just people doing anything.
It also has some great cast members. Let me tell you the lineup of MODOK's 11. You have MODOK, who you're familiar with. Remember the Armadillo? He was in those Thing issues. He was part of the wrestling.
Oh yeah. Yep.
The Chameleon, who turns out to actually be the Ultra Adaptoid. The Living Laser, Mentallo, Puma, Rocket Racer. Huh?
Rocket Racer is a skateboard, right?
Yes. And the goggles. How's that?
Absolutely.
Anyway, how's this for a title? Countdown presents The Search for Ray Palmer Wildstorm, number 1. Lengthy.
That's something Richard Oldsay would write.
Do you agree with my lengthy review?
Agree.
Lobster Johnson, number 1 of 5. Hellboyish.
Disagree.
Scalped, number 9. Indian-y.
Disagree.
Why?
I think it's more about price gouging.
It is about a casino, so you're right. Yep. Here's another lengthy title. Annihilation Conquest Wraith.
You're just making up comic books now.
Well, let me tell you what this comic book's about. It's the Clint Eastwood man with no name in space versus bad aliens.
Fantastic.
It's the greatest comic book in the history of the universe
that
ever.
That sounds like something I would like. Agreed.
It's actually not even that good, but he's got
disagree.
A gun. He's got a gun that's a whip. It can transform between a gun and a whip.
I no longer want to read this. That annoys me.
What part? The gun or the whip?
The fact that it transforms from a gun into a whip. Pick one and go with it. Like, pick your what you're stealing from and go with it. Don't do that.
So you don't want to see Clint Eastwood in space with a whip gun?
No.
Then the Wraith is not for you.
If it turned into a hammer, Thor's hammer as well, then maybe.
What about shields?
What if it was like a hero who turned into a shield and a sword and a hammer and some gardening shears?
You know what? Stop right there because we're going to turn that into a pitch and send it to DC tomorrow.
Perfect.
All right, that concludes our show for this week, and we're going to just say goodbye. And I think, do you have anything else to say before we go?
Yep. No, just saying goodbye. This is the end of the show. There's
the end of the show.
No reason for you to keep listening at all. Once you hear the music, that means the show's over.
Do not listen past the music.
Anything after this would be there accidentally or some sort of prank played on us. End of the show. Thanks for listening, folks.
It's over. Please stop listening right now.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Turn it off.
Don't listen.
Devil of a time awaits you. Now the party's over. I'm on my own.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following. Hey Beautiful, hair and skin products for men, women, and children. Look younger and feel invigorated by our new line of Look Less Old skincare products designed to shave off 4 to 5 years from your look. This product is designed for humans over the age of 6. www.looklessold.com. There's some fine print. Use only in well-fumigated areas. Do not use near eyes. That sounds good. Do not use on pets. Certain ointments may burn the flesh of those under the age of 17. Huh.
Is that the entire... ad copy?
It says it's for people over the age of 6, and then it says it may burn the flesh of those under 17.
Yeah, but that's in small print.
Yeah, but it's written right there. It says burn the flesh.
Wait a minute. I don't think you were supposed to read the small print out loud.
But there was an asterisk at the top, and there was a very, very tiny print with a little tiny asterisk.
I don't know if we should air this part.
Well, we have to. They gave us the money already.
What's the name of the product again?
It's Hey Beautiful Hair and Skin Products, and it's their line of Look Less Old skincare products. www.looklessold.com.
So Hey Beautiful is the name of the product?
Is the name of the company. Look Less Old is the name of the product.
I thought you were just saying Hey Beautiful, like rhetorically.
Oh, no. It's Hey Beautiful.
I thought you were talking to me for a minute.
I'm not. This isn't the greatest ad copy I've ever been handed. Or
so
faxed.
It is acid that burns off the old?
I don't know what it is. It's just certain ointments may burn the flesh. It doesn't sound very good. It's,
you know what, though?
I thought it would smooth out wrinkles or something, but it looks like, I don't know.
Even so, unlike the Bipod, it might actually work.
I guess, but...
We're not saying that it will maybe not cause you to have the flesh fall off. We're not saying that it won't hurt like hell and cause you to go to the hospital, but we will say it will work.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if we can really... If I feel comfortable promoting a skincare product for children, like why would a 6-year-old want to look 4 or 5 years younger?
Well, how are they supposed to compete in these beauty contests if they look 8 or if they look 12?
Oh, that's true.
How are they supposed to play Little League when they're 17 if they look 17?
Right.
So obviously kids need it. All those child stars, I'm sure they already use it. In fact, that's probably how they were able to make so much money to pay us in advance.
Well, okay, so they'll send the box to your place. Your son can use it.
I'm not comfortable with that, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because he doesn't use any face products.
Clearly, I've seen his pores. Come on.
Well, he's trying to grow a mustache, and so I don't want to, get in the way of his individual expression. So
he's 6 years old, right?
Yeah. Well, it's more of I don't know if it's a mustache or if it's a Van Dyke. I don't know what you call it, but it's got – it's. Anyway, I don't think we should sell this. I don't think we should – I think we should not run this. Is it too late?
I signed a deal memo.
Are these people from Mexico or Canada?
Let's just bury it. They're from Honduras. Let's just bury it in the end of the show.
Yeah, we'll put it at the end.
Yeah. All right. So if you've been listening, we apologize.
This week's music provided by The Eels. Next week's show will be better.